Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today for her just to have a really sober mind of clarity and discernment and just sticking to the things that are trustworthy so that she can understand the deceptions that are out there and just stay away from them. Just understand the simplicity and beauty of your word. And your character. Ask all these prayers, Father, I send you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, the need to walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, but understanding that when you do walk in the fullness of the Spirit, you're going to be persecuted. Talking about demonic persecution and Bible prophecy and how it connects so that you can understand demonic persecution a bit better. Now, as we get into prophecy, Bible prophecy, another warning that I want to talk about, okay, is that there is a lot of stuff out there these days talking about the Greek and like just questioning the validity and the solidness of God's word. You really, anytime you start hearing somebody, okay, talk about how, you know, you can't just pick up the Bible and like read it and understand it with the Holy Ghost, like that you need to understand translations or that, oh, that's not what that really means. This word means something else. And you have to understand Greek to know what it means. I want you to stop and think about that for about 2 seconds. You know what I mean? And practice discernment, okay, when you see things like that happen, because you want to understand God's character, okay? He is not... He deals with the humble and the simple, okay? And you see in scripture, he gives, you know, understanding and wisdom to little boys, okay? Samuel, David, for example, and they overcome these big, you know, much more wiser and stronger and, you know, men that people are supposed to, you know, look to, you know what I mean? Because he likes the little and the humble. And you have to understand, he's not going to give more understanding to some, you know, little peasant boy and, you know, give more to some, you know, buddy here in this country that understands all these sorts of things and then cut short, you know, like a little peasant, you know, Mexican boy and, you know, in another country that's poor and doesn't know anything, but he believes with his whole heart and is filled with the Holy Ghost and has his Bible. You know, you want to be really careful when you hear things like this, okay? Because what they start to do is they start to turn away from that faith, okay? You need to have faith in God's word, okay? That you can trust it, that it's complete, that it's whole, and it's what you need, especially when it starts coming to Bible prophecy. Because, for example, something that you kind of hear a lot is this stuff about the Nephilim, okay? And God judging the world, okay, because of the Nephilim, okay? And that, you know, with Noah, that the word perfect, okay, how it says in Genesis 6 that he was perfect, okay, that means something else genetically, okay, but the Bible, it does talk about angels, okay, going into women and producing offspring. I'm not saying that didn't happen. It did happen. The Bible says it, okay, but when it, in terms of judgment, you need to understand, just let the Bible speak for itself. It says here, this is Genesis chapter 6, okay. It says here, okay, the Lord said, I will destroy man who I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Because he talks about how their sin. It just talks about sin, plain old fashioned sin, okay? And then you see here, it says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He found grace, the same thing that we found. Okay, and it'll put your thinking off in terms of judgment, okay? Because it makes you start to think, you know, that all this crazy stuff has to happen, like, you know, angels breeding with women and, you know, and genetic modification, you know, for God to, and it, no, you'll be surprised because you're going to see when judgment comes, he's going to come and just judge sin, period. That's all he needs. He doesn't need all that stuff to come and judge, okay? And it says here in 2 Peter chapter 2, this is verse 5, it says, "But he and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly," okay? So he was just a righteous, obedient, you know, servant of the Lord. He's a preacher of righteousness, and he found grace. That's it. Simple. Not really complicated, okay? And there's also this talk about how, you know, because this all pertains to Bible prophecy in terms of things that they're saying are happening right now, okay? You know, that this stuff happened back in Noah's time, or this happened with the promised land, and now it's happening again, and that's connecting to, you know, what God's going to do, and then what Satan's going to do, and the mark of the beast, and it's connecting to Bible prophecy. And once again, you want to stick to the simplicity of God's word. It's very uncomplicated, okay? It says here in Deuteronomy, because, for example, another thing that is popular is that God, you know, judged the promised land and sent Joshua in there and stuff because they were breeding with angels and all this trusted stuff. The book of the book of Deuteronomy and Numbers is very clear. It explains exactly what they were doing in there. And it was the same type of sin that takes place even right now. Things like bestiality, homosexuality, you know, incest, you know, idol worship, the child sacrifice, which is very similar to abortion when you think about it. And this is Deuteronomy chapter 8, okay, where he explains it. This is verse 20. It says, "As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before you, so shall ye perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God." This is where Moses is warning them. He's saying he's going in there and judging them. And if you do the same stuff that they do, you're going to get judged, okay? And then here, this is Deuteronomy chapter 9. It says here, starting at verse 4, it says, "Speak not in thine heart after the Lord hath cast them out from before thee," okay, speaking of the people that are being judged in that land, "saying, for my righteousness the Lord hath brought me," "brought me in to possess this land, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord doth drive them out from before thee," okay? And he warns right there, like I just read. So it's just sin, okay? That's what they're doing, is they're just sinning, okay? Because this is going to mess you up also, too, in terms of Bible prophecy and God's character, thinking, again, that these crazy things need to happen. I'm not saying that strange things aren't happening. There are weird things happening, okay? But you'll find right in front of you someone who's not having anything to do with any of that will get judged. And they'll be judged very, very, you know, severely, okay, if they're not covered in the blood of Christ, period. Just sin. Okay, because it happened, okay? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 20 happened. He did the same thing, okay? They were practicing idol worship and doing the same type of stuff. God went in there and he judged them. He kicked them out of the land. And it says it in Ezekiel chapter, I believe it's chapter 9, same thing, okay? He took young, old, little maids, children, everybody was wiped out who did not have that mark, okay, who wept for the wickedness of the place, okay, for the sin that was taking place there, okay? So it's only the remnant, those who were obedient and feared God, that were spared from the judgment that took place at the end of the Old Testament when that land was judged. So he did the same thing that he did to those who were in the promised land. He went and did to his people that weren't, you know, obeying him. You just really, I want to warn any sister, you have to be very careful and guarded, okay? There's a lot out there to overcomplicate things, and just stick to the simplicity of God's word. Have faith in the Bible. Trust it. Have faith in the Holy Spirit, and just be humble. That's it. And let him teach you. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and glorifying your Son. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.